Thank you for joining me. This is Heather Ewing, the CRE Rundown. And today I have a delightful guest. It's Harry Nima Segarra. Harry, welcome.
Hey, Heather. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Certainly. It's my pleasure. So we connected through LinkedIn. There's a robust group of us on LinkedIn, different investors, brokerage, different facets. Can you share with the audience a little bit more about you so they can get to know you better?
Yes, absolutely. So my wife and I, we're actually both from South America, from Peru. We both are physicians. We came here to the US about 15 years ago. And as many people in medicine knows, so we have been like in different places, like because we needed like to move every 2 or 3 years because of our training. So we have been all over the US, like Pennsylvania, Virginia, Texas, and now we're like in Dallas, Texas. Well, I'm a pulmonary critical care doctor. I'm a full-time physician still. And my wife is a family medicine doctor.
Very good. Well, and kind of the fun thing there as well is I have family in Pennsylvania. So we took many trips there over
Nice.
the years. Now tell me, so you're a doctor, you've been doing that, ton of hours, a lot of stress, right?
Yes. I mean, like, it's a good job, like, and you enjoy doing that. But also, like, it demands a lot of you, right? Like physical and mentally too.
Definitely. So now, how did you get into investing? Right? A lot of people would, I'm busy, I don't have time to add anything on, but obviously you did, and you're hitting it out of the park. So what are a couple of tips for people?
So again, like as you're asking, like we were very motivated in real estate already. We were very interested. We have some background from our families investing in real estate and different ventures in our home country. So when we came here, we were primed for that. Like it's just like we needed education, and also because we were moving every 2-3 years, it was kind of difficult to get started. But once we came to Dallas, we got settled. We started investing in single family homes in residential real estate. And after a couple of years, we decided to jump into commercial real estate in syndications, apartment complexes specifically.
That's perfect. So what would you say were one or two tools, resources? Like, did you find a mentor? Was there a class? What helped you to bridge that gap and one, switch into the commercial arena as well?
Yes. Well, like in these times now, like it's so easier than before, like to find good sources of information, good teaching, good information out there, right? Like, and there is fortunately also a lot of things available, like for someone who wants to get started in real estate, right? Like there's meetups, online courses, also like webinars. We actually also got into like a mentorship or mastermind group, like initially, like because you can understand, because of our time, it was kind of difficult like to get started. And also I was still a full-time doctor, right? Like, so, and I will say, like, for someone who does or manages an apartment complex, it's more than a full-time job. So you need like to partner up with other people, right? Like you need to form groups, right? Like, and do this professionally. Right, like an even like in a syndication group, you need like also a third party PM company like to help you out with the management of the property, right? Like so, we were able like to leverage that group in order like to find good partners, also like mentors in that group, like to help us like to fasten up our education,
which really helps people to fast track, as in your example, because otherwise that learning curve. One can be very painful, very tedious, and the mistakes that you could make without the right mentor really cost you. And, you know, that's not a pun. So I think that's terrific. And between the two, which keep you busy, how do you find that mindset factors in? What's your trick of the trade with this?
Yes. I mean, like, yeah, and you're correct. I mean, like, things sometimes get busy, right? Like, I mean, like, I'm a full-time physician. I also invest in real estate. I do like the residential part and commercial part still. And I also run. I mean, I also like to run, and we run marathons too. It's more about like, again, like the mindset part, right? Like, again, like how, like the first question is always to find your why and why you do these things, right? Like, and you go back and you start thinking about like your family, your kids and your friends, the people who actually are important to you in your life. And the second thing is about like to think about the future, right? Like again, like and some people make the mistake again, like I have like a good job, a good income in this moment, but maybe just one source of income, which at the end it may be actually more dangerous. Like again, like not having like a good income, right? Like so that's why when we decide to diversify and to again like to get other streams of income, like to help out like with our income as professionals, right? Like and at some point that helps you a lot. Right, again, like with the mindset, and again, like to know that you have options, right? Like, so that's very important.
Definitely. And it's my understanding you have a marathon at the end of this month, right? In Texas?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
That's awesome.
We love running, like, and again, like we have been doing that like for quite some time already. We left that for a couple of years when we had like our kids, right? Like, so we have two right now, 8 and 12. But after we got into real estate again, like you know, like there are so different things that you gain from being like in real estate, as part of also being like an entrepreneur and also like to have a whole kind of growing mindset, right? Like so, we decided also like to do more exercise, be more active in that, and yeah, last year we ran 2 marathons. This year we're planning for the same. So that's great.
That's fantastic. And that's where I see too, marathoning and commercial real estate. It's one and the same. I apply, you know, both of those vantage points to each other because it really is the long game and it's creating a plan, a strategy, knowing that you're going to have to adjust, whether it's weather or maybe, you know, you come down with the flu or something of that nature. So it's always ebbing and flowing.
Absolutely.
But final question for you on the marathons then. I'll plant the seed unless you've already thought of it. The world majors, is that one that's on the horizon?
Yeah, hopefully at some point.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so, I mean, like I'm still right now, like in the early phases, right? Like I still feel grateful that I'm able like to finish like the race itself. Right. And as
Which
you
is
mentioned,
huge. It's huge.
And mm-hmm. and as you mentioned, it's a preparation, right? Like, and it's like a long-term goal, right? Like again, it's not like a short race, and again, like the first hour it may be more a physical thing, but the second and third hour is more like a mental and mindset thing, right? Like so things change in that part, and kind of similar as investments, right? Like again, like you invest not to have a quick return investment in 6 months or a year. You invest for the long term, right? Like and for the years ahead.
And so as far as investments, are a lot of yours in the Texas area? Are they throughout the United States, worldwide? Do you have a preference?
Yeah, so because we invest in commercial real estate, we have, I may say, like the luxury that we're able to partner up with professional teams, right? Like, mm-hmm. So they're able to leverage professional teams in different cities, in different areas, kind of like different as when you do it yourself, right? Like, so because of that, we have investments in different states here in the US, right? Like, and it's mainly in apartment complexes, and we have one mm-hmm. in developments. So like in apartment complexes, we have actually in Kansas City, we have in Texas, we have in Arizona, Georgia, Florida, and in developments, we have in Sioux Falls.
Very nice. And do you see yourself down the road extending beyond multifamily, like mixed use, other asset yes. classes, industrial?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Do you think you're going to stay with the multifamily?
So I think it's a matter more of education than again, like not being like into these other investments, right? Like I still feel that I need to educate more like about those kind of investments. So I can first invest myself and then to bring those opportunities to my investors, right? Like, so like, yeah, I mean, like I have like other ideas in mind, like again, like the mobile parks, ATMs, like storage, things like that, mm-hmm. right? Like, so, but again, like I want to make sure that first I understand the vehicles, I understand the projections and then the writing, then I can present that to my investors.
Definitely, which makes sense because at the end of the day, it's your word and you build that trust through consecutive deals that have really brought the returns that you had projected or at least within the range. And that, you know, occasionally there are going to be a deal that just suffers for some unknown reason. But I agree, it's creating that pivotal team and having the syndication that really helps in creating strong investments.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And there may be internal or external factors, right? Like, and again, like, and sometimes, and I say like the same in medicine, sometimes despite our best efforts or our best intentions, sometimes life happens, right? Like, but like the work of the physician and the investor's indicator is like, again, like to make the best of it. And again, like to have a good communication in this case with families or with investors. And again, like to explain to them and find a moment to educate them and how we're trying to fix things and how we're trying to prevent that to happen in the future.
Definitely. So when you are approaching different markets to invest in, do you work with particular brokers or is it all within your syndication team that essentially goes out to the different states and has those relationships?
Yes. So we, again, like as I mentioned, I'm still a full-time physician. So, I mean, like, and unfortunately I cannot do everything like myself. So I need like to partner up with operators that have like the expertise and are on those markets already and are doing their due diligence, right? Like, so because of that, I pick like, 3, 4, 5, like operators, like at most, and I work with them like for a long time, right? Like, and that's my thesis, right? Like to get to right. know a couple of operators that I trust, and then we trust each other, and then we're more than business partners, but also friends, right? Like, and again, like people that you enjoy to work with, right? Like, and again, like, but we mostly focus again, like in these kind of areas where it's business friendly, like you know, like the authorities help also, like the landlords, and it's like a landlord friendly state, right? Like where you see that population like is moving, and also businesses are moving to that area,
right? And as far as the size, what's your sweet spot?
Yeah, we usually try to again like to leverage what we call like the economies of scale, right? Like, so in order to do that, we usually aim for apartment complexes, at least to 70 or 80 units, like each of them, right? Like, and we have like a wide range of that, those, right? Like we have from 105 units to almost 300 units, like in our portfolio, right? Like, so because of that, you're able like to get professional management from a property management company. And actually they're able like to charge you even less per unit than single family homes or than smaller units, right?
Definitely. And then also, do you prefer value add? Do you like redevelopment? Where are you at along yeah. those lines?
Yes. And that's something that I always, when I talk to other investors, when I talk to new investors and physicians and friends, I try to explain like everything is a balance in life, right? Like again, like we may want to hit a higher target, but in contrast, we have a little bit more risk, right? Like, and vice versa. Right. Like, so in the past, we have done like value add, which has worked great, like in the past. But now, like, because of the current environment, right, like in the changes in the interest rates and there are some headwinds, we're trying to focus a little bit more on B+, A type apartment complexes or constructions, right? Like the ones that have maybe a little bit less of a projection in returns, but the risk is also lower.
Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to have that stability, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. As much as one can, right?
Exactly.
Definitely. So what's an example maybe of something, you know, in one of the investment deals where it kind of threw you by surprise, and what were you able to do with the team to collaborate and to, if you want to say, get it back on track, or maybe you decided, you know, this just isn't the deal for us.
Yes, absolutely. So that's something that when we talk with other people, like we said, like any operator or any syndicator, they usually have had some experience like that was not perfect, that was not ideal, right? Like if he or she doesn't tell you that has had any problems, either he or she is new or is lying to you, right? So exactly. like in our case, I mean, like we have seen a couple of situations. So for example, like we bought a property, and we use a property management company, and we saw that like the operations were not ideal or were not perfect, right? Like, so when that happens, mm-hmm. you usually try to get to be more involved as asset manager, right? Like, and be more involved with the property management company and work together side by side, right? Like, but when there's a point that doesn't work, right? Like, so many people is concerned about like trying to switch a PM company, right? Right? Like, because we all know that when we switch property management companies, the operations suffer. right? But sometimes, and it's sometimes very difficult to make the switch. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you need to have the strength to do that, like because in the long term is going to help like the property. So that happens in one of our properties in the past, and we were able like to make the switch, and thankfully now it's doing well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because it is, property management is integral to any well-functioning investment. And I think sometimes people lose sight of that. And also when you look at the range of percents that they charge, there's a lot of fluctuation, and it really does pay to do your due diligence, like you mentioned. So as we bring this home, Harry, I've got the tough question, which I ask everyone. But what does living fully mean to you?
I believe it's like doing the things that you like with the people that you love, right? And if that means to continue working, or if that means to quit your job or doing other things, go and do it, right? Like at the end of the day, what we look if is to be happy, right? Like, and we can be happy just doing our jobs. We can be happy doing our own companies, like starting like a new company, being entrepreneurs, or like being with our families, right? Like, so yeah, that's why I believe like it to be doing a full life.
That is a beautiful why in my book. So yeah. Harry, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for joining our audience. And where can people reach out to you?
Yes, absolutely. So we have our company is NIMA Equity. NIMA is an as in Nancy, IMA Equity. And we have our website. We're also very active in social media, LinkedIn, Facebook. We have even our YouTube channel, so they can go over there.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Harry. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Heather.